This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with deadly and destructive tornadoes hitting several states. First in Kentucky, the Laurel County Sheriff's Office says 9 were killed from a twister last night. Somerset Mayor Alan Keck.
It appeared to come right across our house. I'd never seen lightning or wind like that.
In nearby Pulaski County, Judge Marshall Todd says the damage is extensive.
Roofs are gone, windows are gone, people are outside.
In Missouri, 7 are dead, 5 in St. Louis, when a tornado tore a path along a highway during the afternoon rush hour. Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says the number of people injured will likely go up.
We had several cell towers that were affected by this storm. We're gradually getting the cell phones back up and the cell service back up, so we're going to see some of the calls to increase.
Mayor Kara Spencer.
We are focused on saving lives and keeping people safe and allowing our community to grieve.
President Trump is back from his trip to the Middle East. CBS's Bradley Blackburn reports.
Hello, everybody. So
earlier on board Air Force One, as he told reporters about his new grandchild.
I have a nice grandchild waiting.
The president also confirmed his administration has given Iran a proposed nuclear deal.
They have a proposal, but more importantly, they know they have to move quickly. Something bad's going to happen.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Congress handed the Trump administration's tax and budget bill a setback, with 5 Republicans joining Democrats to stall it in committee.
Negotiations do continue this weekend with another vote planned for tomorrow. An undocumented woman living in Florida is being told she has to pay nearly $2 million for failing to leave the country. Maria arrived from Honduras in 2005. Her attorney says the order she received cited the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952.
It says that the government could fine an individual, an undocumented individual, daily $500.
The act has rarely been enforced. Well, grab your fancy hat. Get ready for some more horse racing. Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz has details.
A field of 9 horses will be racing in the 150th Preakness Stakes later today at Pimlico Park. Unlike the sloppy, muddy course at this year's Kentucky Derby, Racing Biz publisher Frank Vespe is expecting the track conditions to be perfect.
That's the ideal. You want sort of a fair track where they can give you their best effort.
Kentucky Derby winner Sovereignty will not be racing. Derby runner-up Journalism is the morning line favorite. Post time is 7:01 Eastern.
This is the last race at the Old Pimlico. Old Hilltop is being completely demolished soon after the horses leave the oval for the last time this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Brewers and the Twins tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers host the hottest team in baseball right now, the Minnesota Twins, who've won 12 in a row. Last night, the Twins beat the Crew 3-0. But manager Pat Murphy was impressed with how 26-year-old right-hander Chad Patrick held up through 6 innings.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff to pitch up here and pitch in big situations. I mean, yeah, he didn't have his best stuff early. He'll be the first to tell you I was behind in the count. I didn't throw the ball great. They battled for the last 4 innings and got through it.
I asked Patrick if he was able to move on despite giving up a pair of runs early on.
Yeah, after the second inning, I was just trying to get as deep as I possibly could. Just, you know, got to control what I can control out there and execute what I'm trying to do.
And the Brewers made a trade with the Yankees, bringing back lefty Rob Zastrzynski, who was with the team last summer. They've optioned reliever Elvis Piguero. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a breezy day. Winds will gust up to 30 miles per hour. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, highs only in the mid-50s on Sunday, low 50s on Monday, and more rain by Tuesday. Currently, 53 degrees.
She said so. said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
Local news, timeless hits is WRJN. Bring a friend along, too, because I'll tell you what, we've got them. Rick Johnson, Saturday morning soundtrack for you. The Foundations, go ahead. Build me up, make me feel real good.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
Smile, it's out of place. If you look closer, it's Oh, all I need you.
Civic Media app, you can do that. WRJN.com. T-Rex at WRJN with Rick Johnson. Good morning to you, 7-6, well, now 7-17 here on a Saturday morning. And as I said, boy, what a shocker when you go outside this morning. A little bit windy, a little bit chilly. We'll have the weather up for you in a little bit. Also, talking about the weather, the storms last week. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen here. Don Rosen is going to have the mayor of Racine, Corey Mason. He's going to be on the air with them, and they're going to talk about the efforts underway. It affected pretty much everybody, whether it was just powered out or had a couple of tree branches down in your yard. They're going to be talking about what they're doing to help with the cleanup efforts and perhaps some other things. That's with Don Rosen. He's here Monday morning, 6 o'clock early in the morning, and get the details from him. He's going to tell you when the mayor will be in to talk with him.
The Racine Raiders travel to Ohio on Saturday to take on the Flag City Phantoms. Join other Racine Raiders fans for the official viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. Cheer together as the Raiders continue their quest for their 12th national title. That's Saturday, May 17th at 6 p.m. at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufort, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sail, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
When you're walking down
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Here at WRJN. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to talk about Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion. Now, he's lucky, see. He gets to relive his good old glory days back in high school. No, he's not going to play Bruce Springsteen. Just get to relive his glory days. And it's weekend. I'm sorry, it's afternoons. I'm here on weekends. Afternoons, 5 o'clock class reunion. It's a set of timeless hits. Each afternoon, he features 3 songs from the same year that you get to help him select. That simple. Go to WRJN.com, enter your favorite, and Monday he's going to be doing 1969. Let's see, 1969. A couple things come to these eyes. Guess who? Let's see, Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds, Zager and Evans, Year 2520, whatever. Anyway, it's 1969 will be Monday, and you can help out. Just go to WRJN.com and help him pick the songs. He'll recap some of the big stories and memories featured for that year. Make your selection at WRJN.com. Then listen weekdays, 5 o'clock for the 5 o'clock class reunion.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a breezy day. Winds will gust up to 30 miles per hour. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, highs only in the mid-50s on Sunday, low 50s on Monday, and more rain by Tuesday. Currently, 53 degrees.
Those things I bought her. Tell way now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to part. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling
we please when the weather's fine. We go fishing or go sailing. island in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee.
Sitting at the kitchen table enjoying your coffee? Turn it up just a little bit. Do a little West Coast dreaming right now. California Dreaming at WRJN.
All the leaves are brown.
Where it's at. The sun on we have the sirens. And if our father's
Seasons at WRJN. I'm working my way back. Not really. Just sit here having a good time with you. 747, like flying a jet airplane. And we still have the capsule countdowns coming up in just a little bit. Hang in there.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. Are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Paranoia strikes deep. To your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Morning.
to your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
CBS News at the top of the hour.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on,
say.
Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Stacy Lynn. There's widespread damage and destruction in several states from severe weather. First in Kentucky, 9 are confirmed dead from a tornado that ripped through. WLKY-TV Sam Carter has seen the devastation firsthand in Laurel County.
8 houses just in this one very concentrated area have been not just damaged, totally destroyed.
This man's home was destroyed in St. Louis, Missouri.
When I pulled up to my house, my heart dropped to my feet.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says 5 people were killed there.
The loss of life and the destruction is truly horrendous.
Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson says the weather barreled through when many were driving home from work yesterday afternoon.
This was rush hour traffic on a Friday afternoon on a major thoroughfare.
Roofs were torn off, windows blown out, trees and power lines toppled over. The destruction spans around 20 square miles. The Secret Service is questioning